Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. It's a brisk Sunday football morning in the Delaware Valley. Right in and half a block down 11th Street, and they're letting cars in at the rate of like one every 2 minutes.
Yeah. A lot of showing of credentials, a lot of showing of IDs, a lot of parking lot attendants on the walkie-talkie,
yes,
asking for clearance.
Right.
Yeah.
This won't scan. The thing won't scan. And I don't blame the parking lot attendants. They're just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
But the system that has been set up in this town to allow people in, and by the way, out of games, of Eagles games, has been inept forever and is only getting worse.
Sort of seemed that way today. Because it is amazing when you think the kickoff's not till 4 o'clock. You know, and at 9 o'clock this morning, I got here a little bit before nine, as I think you did. The line of people trying to get in to begin setting up for the tailgate was literally around the block. I wasn't quite prepared for that.
Right. And listen, people want to come early. That's great. You have to get them in a little bit quicker. All right. That's it, Ray. We're going to do, you and I have 3 hours. Then I got an hour of countdown to kickoff and then 2 hours of Eagles pregame. I'm going to be talked out by 4 o'clock, Ray, so mm-hmm. You're going to have to carry this thing, all right? So here we go.
Okay, but we have guests. So.
We do have guests. Actually, we have a couple of very good guests as the show goes on, but here you go. I want to start you with 5 questions for Ray, and here comes question number 1. Ray, the theme today is, Ray, tell me that the Eagles will run the ball today.
Yes, they will. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you 46 carries for 240 yards like you had last Sunday in Detroit, but yeah, I think they're going to run the ball today.
Chargers dead last in the league in run defense.
Mm-hmm.
If ever the opportunity provided itself, even more so than last week. And last week you ended up running the ball every play because it's a blowout. You're not going to start throwing passes when you're up by 30 points. I get
right.
That. But if you, to me, it seems the method to success today is to know that the Chargers are last in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game, last in the NFL in rushing yards per attempt, last in first downs allowed rushing, last in rushes of 20-plus yards. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Seems all too obvious, doesn't it?
Yes.
So
Mr. Howard, Mr. Boston, Mr. Gainwell.
That's what has you worried. It seems too obvious.
Mr. Hurts.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I mean, the one thing, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, is the Chargers now have one of their better defenders back in the lineup is Justin Jones, a defensive tackle, who, other than Joey Bosa, is their best defensive lineman. He missed 5 games with a calf strain. He came back last week against the Patriots, and their run defense improved significantly. Their average yards per rush, which had been 5.6 yards coming in, which is crazy.
Wow.
I mean, you're giving up 5.6 yards per rushing attempt against. Last week, the Patriots ran the ball, and they only were averaging 3.6 yards per attempt. So the Chargers were far more stout against the run with Jones in the lineup than they were without him. But still, I agree with your basic premise that the way to attack this team is to run the ball, because I think the Eagles' offensive line last week, even though you're playing with a couple backup players, proved that they can run the ball, and you have enough backs to do it.
All right, here we go, Ray. Number 2. Ray, tell me that home field still matters.
Oh, I always believe that, yes.
Well, here you go. We didn't expect them to be Kansas City, Tampa Bay. But they are they're home today against a good, decent good team. They're 0-3 at home.
Mm-hmm.
It is the longest they've been without a. I heard Dave Uram, our old friend Dave Uram, looked it up and said it's the oldest, the longest, excuse me, in a calendar year they have been without a win at home in something like 40 plus years.
Okay.
Now they've only played three games at home.
Right. There's a little bit of a quirk of the schedule, but
they are 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you yesterday that through week 8, NFL road teams are 63-56, 529 winning percentage.
Right.
Which is really strange to me. You know, you could say there's good teams going on the road against bad teams, but midway through the season, and when you're over 120 games, I think the law of averages, you know, kind of evens out on that. How is it that road teams are winning so much?
Well, this is the continuation of a trend, really. The last couple of years, the game has been trending that way, that road teams are winning more than they used to win, to the point where it's now almost, not quite 50-50, but close to it.
This year it's 53%.
You gave the figures.
Yeah.
And it isn't like this. You're looking at this and saying, wow, this is a real aberration. No, the league has been trending this way now, that road teams are winning far more frequently than they used to. Do I have a theory for it? Not really. I mean, the only thing that I feel, and it's kind of just what I feel just traveling around and going into different stadiums, is that the stadiums that are being built now, and you have a lot of new stadiums now, they're all kind of alike.
Yeah.
They all kind of look alike. They kind of feel alike. They don't have the individual, I don't know, eccentricities that made certain stadiums different.
Makes it yours.
Yeah. I mean, like the old Oakland Coliseum. Nobody won there, and part of it was because the Raiders are really good, but part of it was because the visiting locker room was set. Al Davis set it up that it was,
yes,
like a rat trap.
That's what I want, Ray. I want a tiny little locker room painted pink with tiny little raggy towels.
Mm-hmm.
And only one shower that works.
Right, maybe.
That's it.
And maybe one or two rats set loose,
yeah,
in there before the game.
Yeah, like the old vet. Remember, like, what was it? John Gruden was trying to do a game plan and a cat fell out of the ceiling chasing a rat. Remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happened with Juan Castillo, too. A cat and a rat fell out of his drop ceiling.
Yes.
They gave new meaning to the term drop ceiling.
So the stadiums are too nice and too the same and too antiseptic. Are fans gentler than they used to be? We know they are here than they were at the vet, and part of that is because the team, the franchise, and the city decided, yeah, we really can't be thugs,
mm-hmm,
which I can't argue with, but you give something up there.
Yeah, I think the stadium, the climate in most of the stadiums is less hostile, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, I'm all in favor of crowd control, but you don't have the same, even here in Philadelphia. And you have, you know, certainly rabid fans, and they're loud, and there's a real home field advantage here. But it's not like the old vet. You know, the combination of the turf and the field and how the fans hanging over the tunnels. And, I mean, visiting teams don't talk about coming into the link the way they used to talk about coming into the vet. That's a real thing.
You know, I got a 1-foot square patch of vet turf at home,
mm-hmm,
framed up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I should just bring it in, throw it on the field somewhere. Help bring back the advantage. That's what they need. They need the turf. I need Brian Billick walking around in his penny loafers going like, no, we're not playing here today. All right, Ray, here we go.
Brian was not happy that night.
No. Well, you know, it was a preseason game. Nobody minded that much. Tell me, Ray, would you please, that Austin Ekeler today,
mm-hmm,
is not going to overwhelm the Eagles linebackers. Ekeler is on pace. He's got 5 yards per carry this year. He's got 5 touchdowns this year. And he's got 33 receptions for 302 yards and 3 more touchdowns. He's pretty darn good player, Ray.
Yeah.
Small but tough.
Yeah. Undrafted.
Is that right?
For all those people that talk about, you know, the draft is a science and we've got it all worked out now. We have all these tests and all these evaluations and there's all this film and tape and scouting services. And
where do you go to school?
Yeah, Western Colorado.
Okay.
So, I mean, you always think that the way scouting is today, no matter where you play, if you're really good, they'll find you. You know, there are ways that they can find you through the grapevine. There's always tape. Lord knows there's college football on every channel every Saturday. It's that accessible. But every so often, a guy slips through the cracks, you know, and Austin Ekeler did. And he's a very dangerous player. He was hurt earlier this year, and it slowed him down for a couple of weeks. But it looks like he's back now, and I think he's number three among all NFL running backs this year in terms of receptions.
Yeah,
that's so, what I mean. He can run it, thing he does best is catch the ball.
Yeah, I got T.J. Edwards and Singleton.
That's not a good matchup for you.
How am I doing there?
That's not a good matchup for you.
That's my fear. That's my. If you look at the game, we'll break down the game all day. But I threw that out at the beginning because as I'm doing matchups, that's the one that worries me the most.
Not to belabor the point, but I think you're spot on. Because when I looked at the matchups here, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are good receivers, real good receivers. But if the Eagles play their defense, look, if Jonathan Gannon plays the defense the way I think he should, no guarantee there, but I think that the Eagles' corners, if he lets them play, if he lets them press and play the kind of coverage they want to play, they can match up with Allen and Williams. I really think Slay and Nelson can do that. And Maddox has very quietly had a good year this year. So at that level, the cornerback, nickelback level, I think the Eagles match up well with the Chargers. The one area where they don't match up to me is Ekeler against the linebackers.
Do you know the Eagles currently have 13 defensive backs on the roster?
Yeah, I know.
We'll get to that later. They're picking them up every day. They pick up some defensive back you never heard of. Okay, that's number. By the way, 215-592-9494. We are going to take a good amount of calls, and we have a good prize to give away that I'm going to tee up in just a moment. I'm going to switch gears here on you, Ray, and okay. Go to question number four. So remember, yesterday we were doing the show, and I told you I'd gotten my booster shot the day before, and I said, I feel fine. I'm all right.
Right.
Man, I went home, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And
yeah, you didn't look too good when you left the track.
Yeah, like at noon it started to hit me, and then last night I was bad. We were supposed to go out to the theater. I ended up staying home. I ended up watching Flyers and Sixers, which mm-hmm. was delightful. They both won.
Both won.
2-1. Martin Jones, right? As our friend Jack Fritz wrote, he may be the best goalie with the name Martin in the history of the NHL.
I don't know.
Brodeur.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Wasn't there a guy named Brodeur who was pretty good?
He was kidding. Anyway, they won over Washington, and the Sixers go and win out against the Chicago Bulls last night, which is very nice. Joel Embiid, 30 points and 15 rebounds. So my question for you, Ray, is tell me that the 8-2 Sixers start, clearly without he who shall not be named,
mm-hmm.
is for real.
For real in terms of
that they're better than just okay.
Oh, no, I agree that
they're going to be a really good team.
Really good, I don't know. A good team.
All right, we're now parsing like what adjective we're going with.
I didn't know.
So I'll let you kind of set what they are.
They're this probably isn't going to excite people, but I think legitimately I think they're a 4 seed when it's all said and done.
Okay. 4 seeds usually make it into the second round, but not out of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they that's what they did last year.
Right.
And the year before that. And the year before that. Didn't we have a process to get past
yes.
all that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you kind of are now where you didn't really want to be, which is in the middle of the pack. You're not at the bottom, but you're not at the top. You're somewhere in the middle fighting for the scraps. But this part of it is true. They're fun to watch.
Very much so.
They're a fun team to watch right now. I don't see them as a championship contender. I think they'll playoff team, maybe win a round, which, you know, I guess that's kind of what you were before, but with higher expectations. This team, the one thing I would say to fans of this team is just sit back and enjoy it. You know, just sit back and enjoy it. It's a different look. It's a different personality for the team, but a lot of young players that are hungry. What a welcome change that is.
Yeah, I do like that.
And play hard and are a fun watch. So for now, that works for me.
Hey, who knew that Furkan Korkmaz would be scoring 25 points a game?
He was hitting it last night, boy.
How about that?
Yeah.
See, Ray, all that has to happen now to get them past that echelon that you say they're at is they just have to trade Ben Simmons for a superstar. Any day now, Ray. Hold your breath.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. We'll get more on that at 11.
Here we go with question number five, Ray. Yesterday, I had a great time talking about and listening to your remembrance of the Dr. J versus Larry Bird brawl at the Boston Garden in 1984. It is a famous, famous fight for many reasons, not the least of which is the photograph that, as I said, I have a copy of it hanging in my basement of Dr. J and Bird with their hands around each other's throats.
Right.
It is an iconic sports photo. It's a great sports photo. I would say about 15 years ago, you and I did the theme that I'm about to kick up now. What's the best sports photo ever?
Oh. Gee, I do remember when we did that.
Yeah. I remember it was a cold Saturday afternoon at outside of Slack's Oogie Shack.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Was there a particular photograph that prompted the...
There may have been at the time. I don't remember, but this recalling this one yesterday kind of put me there. And we did not yesterday give out our $50 gift card to Scheib Sports.
Oh, that's right.
Normally do best caller of the day wins a $50 gift card to Scheib Sports. But what we're going to do today is give it out to whoever gets the best sports photograph as agreed upon by you, me, and our producers. Scheib's Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Visit them in Center City or scheibsports.com. Anyway, so I figured whoever can, it is fun. I know radio is not a visual medium, but still, I think people will, if the photograph's iconic enough,
oh yeah,
people will identify with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to me, I'm leading with that. If you want to throw one in, do it, but I was going to say don't take away too much. But
No.
There are so many that
right.
I'm not worried about it.
Right. Now let's leave it out there. Do you want me to pick one?
Yeah, take one just to get the ball rolling.
And this is coming from the heart of a Philadelphian. I will always go back to Chuck Bednarik and Frank Gifford.
Oh, sure.
I'll always go back to that one of Chuck, whether he was in fact dancing or not. There's some dispute about that.
Yeah, he said no. He was just kind of reacting.
He said he was reacting to the fumble recovery. That
yeah.
He wasn't celebrating the fact that Frank was stretched out unconscious.
What do you believe?
I actually kind of believe that. I actually kind of believe that he saw Chuck Weber pounce on the fumble, and he was reacting to the fumble recovery, and that he wasn't really fully aware of the fact that Frank was on the ground and not moving. I will buy Chuck's version of that. But that is truly a legendary photograph that hangs here at Lincoln Financial Field in the Head House Plaza. It is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's just about everywhere. Great photography by, I still remember his name, John Zimmerman of Sports Illustrated.
Nice. Well done, Ray. Okay, so that's where we're going with this today. As always, bring a topic, you know, something beyond just trying to win a contest, but bring an interesting sports point to the conversation, and we look forward to talking to you. Start with our friend Jerry in Hatboro. You're on 94 WIP. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, it might be odd time to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about the World Series and how I didn't watch it and I didn't care about it. Where years ago, I always watched it and I always cared.
Yeah.
And I don't know if baseball left me or if I left baseball. It just doesn't do it for me. It seems to be just a bunch of greedy people who have no feeling for the fans. Do you ever have those feelings? Or you?
Well, Ray and I have discussed this, I think, mostly off the air. I would say that I probably totally, I don't know if I watched 9 innings during the entire World Series, Ray. I would put it on, and then an hour later it would be the bottom of the inning, and then I would have something else to do. And I kind of feel, I worry that I feel the same way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have any particular interest. You said you might not have watched 9 innings total. I can guarantee you I didn't. But you know what surprised me? When it was all said and done, I read the newspaper and saw that the ratings were very high.
Really?
The TV ratings were really high.
Stunned.
Were better than they had been for several years, and the networks were thrilled that the more people were watching than even they expected.
Did they say why they thought? Was it the matchup? Was it? Because the thing that killed me, and Jerry, you mentioned greedy people and so on. That wasn't my takeaway. My takeaway is, it's too damn slow and there's no action.
It's a long game.
Which is the problem baseball has been having.
Yeah, I mean,
walks and strikeouts and home runs.
Yeah, the World Series games were 4 hours. I mean, you could start in the first inning and then say, you know what, this is boring. I'm going to go to a movie and come home, and it'll be the third inning. You know, I mean that seemed to be the pace at which it was moving. But Jerry, it didn't hold my interest at all, and I felt like, well, man, I'm sure the ratings. I can't wait to see what the ratings on this are going to be because it's going to. I'm sure it's terrible, and the ratings are actually really good. Huh. So I don't know. I kind of shared your feelings, but there were other people out there that were watching.
Perhaps it's a ripple effect from our team, but I was just sad that I didn't give a damn where I used to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I you know, what's funny is I ended up rooting for the Braves despite it all, just because I admire the way they put the team together. I like some of their guys, and I kind of want the Phillies to wake up.
And you're probably still holding a little bit of a grudge for the Astros.
That's true. Jerry, do you have a great sports photograph that you would like to throw into this?
Yeah, when Muhammad Ali was standing over top of George Foreman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was another one.
I did too. Okay, well, we got that one. That's good. Hold on. A little private stuff. Moshe can get those, right? I don't have to put them on hold. Moshe's got them when they call in. Okay, good. Yes, I don't want to give anything away, but that was not where I thought.
Yeah, but he said Ali, I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Well, right, it's a long show. 215-592-9494, Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack. Now, we are at Lincoln Financial Field all day long. Eagles against the Los Angeles Chargers. You will hear Merrill and Mike with the call right here on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.